Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
All right, welcome back to it on this free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you along for the conversation. My next guest, Matthew Hyman, chairman of the Regulatory Transparency Project, former national security attorney at the U.S. Department of Justice. Matthew, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
So, I'd like to ask you about this memo that circulated on Capitol Hill, but I don't think you have a copy. But if you did, I'd sure like to see it.
I do not have a copy.
What do you make of that?
I think it's a potentially interesting development, but, as with all news stories, when there's stories about a document and not many people have seen the document, I tend to want to wait to actually see the document before.
I agree with that. I can't wait to see it as I see people like Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan all coming out. Listen, this will change everything. The American people must see this document. It is breathtaking. It is shocking. It is, worse than Watergate. Yep. I think we need to see that document. But until then, let's talk about some cyber regulations and some groundbreaking work on cyber regulations in the Federal Society Regulatory Transparency Project. What can you tell us?
Well, the purpose of the project is to look at where do we have regulations in this country? Where do they not make sense? Where is government sort of taking a sledgehammer to maybe a problem that's the size of a gnat? And so my group has really focused on cyber and privacy issues, but if you go to the website regproject.org, you can see there's a number of areas, consumer protection, healthcare, where the project is really focused on what regulations should we have, what regulations should we change. So in the area of cyber and privacy, if you read our paper that's on the website there and some of the op-eds we've had, what we're saying is we've got this tremendous innovation economy that has really bloomed in the last 20, 30 years.
And sure,
if you think about companies like Facebook and Airbnb and Uber, eBay, they've fundamentally changed the way we engage in commerce and live our lives. And what our main thrust is of our argument is we should be really careful to maintain this light-handed approach we've had to regulation in the cyber arena, because that's what's allowed this economy to bloom and create so many jobs and so much wealth for the country.
Sure. I think that's important. As you look at this administration seems prone to not regulating much. In fact, in rolling back regulation, have you found a willing, partner in this administration in not doing the things that you think could be harmful?
Well, I do think this administration, as opposed to the Obama administration, takes a more skeptical view of regulation generally. And so in the cyber and privacy arena, there are not tons and tons of regulation, which we argue that's a good thing. That's what's allowed this economy to be created. And there are always people suggesting new regulations in this area, but I think the administration is really holding the line against that. And I know they've been very direct in saying, we want to roll back regulations for every regulation that's introduced. We want to cut two. I think that's generally a good thing for our economy. I think it's a particularly good thing for job seekers, because to the extent that regulation is cut back, it gives businesses greater flexibility to invest and create more wealth.
You know, it's interesting.
I think it's right to, I'm supportive of the Trump administration's efforts in this area.
In that area. Okay, so I just talked about this with a guest in the first hour, though. You've got concerns about privacy.
Right.
The people voice all the time, and yet they go and buy products like the Echo Spot, which is a video phone device from Amazon that'll be a two-way microphone and a camera. The people will put in their houses, and connect it to Amazon of all places, and they'll still expect privacy. I mean, you do have a bunch of the sheep are all flocking together to get the devices and then complaining about privacy. Is that fair to say?
I think it is. I think there's a certain schizophrenia in this country when it comes to the topic of privacy.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. Are nuts.
As you rightly say, everyone wants their privacy, but then people are very happy to broadcast their lives on Facebook, Instagram, and as you say, to put one of these active speakers in their homes. And so I think it's going to take, I think like any new technology or trend, it always takes both the government and the people a little time to figure out where do you strike that balance. And I think right now we're all over the map.
Yeah, we are. Maybe we're schizophrenia seems to be a fair way to put it, because we are all over the map. We want privacy, but we want all these devices. We want to talk to, you know, our phone and have it talk back. We want to talk to some machine in our house and talk back that turns on our lights and starts the stove and does whatever. But we want privacy. We don't want anybody. I mean, it's kind of, you can't really expect privacy and have all of those things. Somewhere there's a trade-off.
That's right. And another example that was in the papers just recently was talking about the information you typically give away now when you buy a new automobile. Because automobiles, we want all these connected features in our cars. We want GPS. We want all sorts of connectivity features. But the automobile companies are very interested in gathering that information and gathering that data because it helps them with their business model. So the question becomes, you know, how much information are we willingly giving away to the, whether it's the automobile company or Amazon or Facebook, and are we really thinking carefully when we do that?
And I think the answer is pretty clear, no, because you're right. You're tracked when you're on your phone. You're tracked when you're in your new car that's also online, no matter where you go. You're tracked by these devices that are in your home because the devices know when you're home. The phone knows when you're not home. The car knows where you go, how many miles you drive, what store you went to, what bar you went to, what restaurant you ate at. And take a deep breath, everybody. It'll be all right. But that's true. You're being tracked. And it's willful. You know, we were told that all these devices would give us freedom, but really we have an electronic tether with us all the time called a cell phone as one example, and we just don't get it free too much. I'll give you the last word.
No, I think that's exactly right. And so I think what will be very interesting over the next 5 or 10 years is to see how this balance is struck from a regulatory perspective. What does the government start demanding of these companies? But also, more importantly, how is the balance struck between consumers and companies? Because consumers may get to a point where they say, I'm not comfortable with Amazon having all this data about me. And so I don't know what the answer is today, but I think it's an interesting space to watch, and it's something that's going to be very active, because the future of the economy is based on data and how data is used, and that data all comes from us.
And it all comes from us, voluntarily often. Matthew Hyman, Chairman of the Regulatory Transparency Project, thank you.